But to be honest, I'd also be up for a long weekend trip to Athens with a stay on the nearby Athens Riviera. Combine that with new hotels on the coast just a half hour's drive away, and you can easily plan a city and beach trip in one fell swoop, before the peak season crowds descend on the city. The cultural activity I'd most want to try, a pottery-making workshop with Volto, a design and art space in Antiparos village, where guests can learn about the history of pottery and master basic techniques. Before the workshop is over, you get to paint and finish a piece to take home as a very personal souvenir. Japan. In college, I took enough Japanese language classes to both write and speak with confidence, but I've never been to the country. October would be the ideal time to go. It offers a chance to catch Japan's spectacular seasonal foliage, which is just as cherished by locals as the cherry blossom bloom. On any first-timer's must-do list are activities like sampling sushi at Tokyo's fish markets and overnighting at a traditional Japanese inn. I do both of those, no doubt. But another draw is to hop on the Shinkansen bullet train to Kyushu for a stay in the popular hot springs resort towns of Beppu or Yufuin, where I'd also soak in onsens and try Fukuoka tonkatsu ramen. I'm salivating just thinking about it. The cultural activity I'd most want to try. A self-guided hiking trip of central Kyushu, starting from Beppu, that includes routes along scenic bays on Onyujima Island, and a night at a rural farm, all planned by established community tourism-focused tour operator Oku Japan. Seychelles. I've had my eye on this stunning archipelago located 1,000 miles off the east coast of Africa, partly because it's evolving and quickly becoming a solid rival to the Maldives. Take Bernard Arnault's prestigious hotel brand Cheval Blanc, which opened in Mahé in December 2024.